I'll ask you to shoot, but first of all, you have a lot of crackle pop on your signal. How about mine?
Got it on you too, so it must be coming out of the repeater.
That, I suppose it's atmospheric conditions. We've been having a bunch of crackle mass ejections promised for this weekend. I guess that might be it. Mixes up the magnetic field around the Earth.
All right, you ready for my question? Are link controlling frequencies restricted to 70 centimeters?
That sounds like a switch. Functional, it might just be customary that they be 70 centimeter link control frequency. Sounds like to me.
All right, Larry, let's pause right here for a second. Since you give me a radio check, I didn't copy hardly any of that, and I just want to see if you're getting the same on my end.
Your full step on my S meter here. The snap crackle pop is diverting, but I can sure hear every word. I can make it out. It sounds like popcorn in the background.
It wiped out all of my answer. I didn't hear any of what you said. So. Can you say that one more time?
Pete, I hope you're hearing me this time. I'm talking right into the microphone now. Your signal was full scale. It was intelligible, but it sounded like popcorn. KK4, JBQ.
Okay, it all cleared up. That sounds better. So my question was, link control frequencies restricted to 70 centimeters.
Restricted to 70 centimeters. Well, as I said before, I think by convention, to keep it separate, it's like signals to a satellite. Quite frequently, it's 70 centimeters down and 2 meters up to keep them widely spaced one from another, to prevent crosstalk and things like that. But it's probably just a convention. If your idea is to have them within the same band, I would certainly separate it by at least the conventional spread. So what would be, well, you tell me what you're up to, KK4 JBQ.
Well, I'm curious as to try some digital PL on 2 meters just to see, you know, I can get a little further distance out of 2 meters. From you know, my experience, it might be some that argue that, but if there is a, you know, a special tone that can, you know, be encoded into a control frequency, is there something that is restricting me from trying that as far as a link control of some sort?
I think so. I wouldn't think there's a limitation there. It's probably just convention, because if you leave the normal convention of offset and you change the offset from a distance away in the same band, a frequency distance away from the primary signal, and you switch to another band entirely, or vice versa. In other words, you're not using the conventional means by which it's done. That's a personal choice. The conventions of having standard frequencies and having standard offsets that we know of, oh, let's say on this band, on 2 meters, is so that everyone is thinking in the same way. But if you're just doing something very personal, I don't think there's any restriction. There might be practical considerations, but, you know, and I'd welcome anyone else to comment if you certainly tried it and found there was a limitation. So, anyway, that's my 2 cents, KK4JBQ.
This question is, what category in the band plan for 2 meters would that fall? In other words, if I'm going to attach a DTMF tone to that, that's not digital, is it? Or, I don't know. I might have to do a little digging and research and see, but I just want to get your take on it and see, you know, kind of what you thought about it.
It isn't digital. If it's a frequency tone, it's not digital. It's a tone burst. But I can't. I'm looking at my copy of the band plan, which is not as complete as it might be. I can't see that there's any restriction. But what you're telling me, though, is that you want to go against convention and do it your way. I don't see a problem with that. You're experimenting, and that's a good thing. You might have instant success, and you might not. But that's what experiments are all about. KK4JBQ.
Well, I've got a reason. I'll give you a holler and talk with you about it. I wanted to do that today, but just kind of, you know, gave out a little bit. But I will discuss it with you and see kind of what you think. But other than that, not much going on here. I got up this morning and made a trip up to up the mountain for a little bit, and didn't last very long. Had to turn around and come back home. So it's day two. I've tried to get up there and get some things done, but I can't seem to last very long. But maybe tomorrow will be different. But at any rate, that's about all I got, Larry. If you don't mind, I'm going to swing down Mr. Chandler, and I'll give you a holler sometime tomorrow, and we'll discuss it at length. How about that?
You give me a call anytime you want to. I keep the landline and the cell phone handy. Either one is fine. And by the way, I hadn't understood that Anna was also affected, and I'm truly distressed about that, because I know if she were feeling well, she would do everything she could to lay hand and foot on you, but you know, if she's distressed with this also, that's another matter. I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway, all the best to you. You both are in my prayers for quick recovery from this. And there's one upside, and that is that you will have natural antibodies. They are good. They are very good to have once you have pulled through this. And we can talk about that later, too. Anyway, good night to you. Get some good rest when you get there. Everyone else, have a good night. 73 K KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
Larry, have a nice evening, sir, and I'll give you a holler tomorrow. All right, any more stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table, and I'm glad you're feeling a little better, and praying for you to continue to get better.
And I appreciate that, I really do. Would like to welcome in 4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane in Cleveland. And Shane, hope you have a nice evening, sir. 73's to you. All right, we'll move on down the lock. Next on the stump is KO4WWC. Mr. Chandler, go ahead and take it, sir.
Good evening, Chad and Annette. This is KO4WWC. Chad, I did not know until I checked into the net tonight that you and Miss Anna were sick and that you had COVID. So my first comment to you, sir, will be that I hope that you both feel better very soon, and I will be praying for you guys. Other than that, how have you been lately, besides being sick?
Chandler, I appreciate it, bud. We have been very well. Tomatoes are, you know, we put up a lot of tomatoes this year, and they've not yielding anymore. And I got my dad to plow the lower part of the garden 2 days ago, and he's planted some mustard greens, yellow greens, turnips, and some kale. So we're excited. You know, I'm excited about that. And, you know, I love turnips and turnip greens. I could eat them every meal. That and some cornbread. Buddy. But he went out there and plowed it up for me. But other than that, I've just been kind of piddling around in the shop a little bit, working on a few projects. And, you know, built me another antenna a couple of weeks ago, and I've been testing it out, and I'm thoroughly impressed with it, really pleased with it. How about you?
I've been doing all right. I recently just come into possession of a general class 9th edition study manual. So I'm going to start reading. Actually, I started reading that today, and I'm going to partake in the YouTube classes offered by Whiskey 4 Echo Yankee, and see if that helps me get a better understanding of the material. And hopefully, within a few months here, I'll actually have my general class license. Now, I'm stumped. I know I told you I wanted this ICOM 7100, and I'm still really leaning towards it. However, the waterfall display is a nice feature, and, well, the only two radios that are a shack-in-the-box kind of radio are the 7100, and the Yazoo 991A. However, the 7100 does not have the waterfall display. So, that's a hard one.
4NUE with KO4WWZ in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. No, that's not a hard one. So, this Yazoo I've got, it's got a waterfall display on it. It's pretty small. And to be honest with you, the waterfall displays are quite useful. So here's my answer to that. With a small display, you're never going to be able to. You can dial in some rough kind of stuff, you know, but the displays are so small, they're just kind of, you know, visual candy, pretty much, the way I see it. But if you have a laptop, you know, download some software to plug into the radio to throw your spectrum up on the screen. Get a much bigger display, and, you know, ICOM's got some really nice software for that. So I would not let a display hold me back. You know, you can always put that up on a computer screen and do much more with it than you can with your, you know, usually with the radio itself. So, and you'll be much happier with it too. That's just my experience, though.
Copy that. Thank you for helping me out with that. That narrows it down. I'm gonna do the 7100 and download whatever software I need onto my laptop. Now I've been using, I just started this yesterday. I found out that you can listen to the HF bands online using software-defined radio programs. And last night, I heard some people up on 75 meters, but today, and after I heard them talking last night, the bands were not in very good condition. I've been told there's a CME coming through, coronal mass ejection, and those pretty much wipe the bands out. So that's not fun.
That is frustrating, but, you know, that's just, that's part of it. That's just, you know, the way it is. You know, you can gain a little bit, though, and, with some digital modes. You know, some of the modes can kind of push through that. One of them, which is, you know, is the master of them all, of course, is CW. You know, it's usually going to break through whatever's going on. But there's that, and then you've got some digital modes you can throw in the mix too. And that's what I do when I'm struggling with anything voice and I need to get a piece of traffic moved or something. I'll just move to a digital mode, and usually I can work around it. It's only been one or two times when I haven't been able to do anything with it. So just keep that in mind, too. If the radio is, you know, offers a way to do digital modes when you get ready to buy, just keep that in the back of your mind, because, you know, that's pretty useful.
Oh, yeah, 7100 definitely offers a lot of digital modes, and it will do CW. So that's nice as well. I'm just wondering if you could ask around for me, and I'll ask now. Hopefully there's still a lot of people listening. Does anyone have an HF receiver that I could borrow, use, or use to listen to how people talk on the HF band while I'm studying for my general? If I can listen to that, once I have my general, I'll have a pretty decent idea of how I need to present myself and commit to good amateur practice.
So my suggestion with that is you can swing up and maybe Gary, I've talked with Gary about that. I don't know if he can put something like that on the swap net or not, but my suggestion would be to, you know, join a local radio club where you can go in and actually talk with some guys face to face, or ladies, and they'll fill you in on kind of what to do. The other option is YouTube. You know, you might have to dig around, poke around a little bit, but I'm sure you can you can find some information there. But I wouldn't worry too much about it. I'd focus on getting that general ticket. And once you got your ticket, then, you know. So here's what I'd do. I'd reward myself by getting me a radio when you got your license. So if you know that's going to be a month or two away, then, you know, start saving your money so you can, you know, get what you want. And that way you don't have to, you know, you don't have to second guess. Just go ahead and bite the bullet and get what you want. And that way you're gonna be totally happy with it. Go ahead, sir.
Didn't mean to jump in here, but I was listening to y'all. Y'all talk about waterfalls and that stuff. I totally 100% agree. You can get a free waterfall on a beautiful, cheap laptop. And you can watch them with an SDR dongle, which are next to nada. They're next to nothing. Just make sure you get one that'll do 10 hertz and above and not just HF frequencies like 6 meters and above. And you'll see all kind of amazing things. And they're almost overwhelming what you can do with a big screen versus a little screen on a radio front. And I'm talking about like Zygus. It's like an inch and a, what is it, 1.8 inches? Yeah, it's pretty, but it's kind of small. So that's what I've got mostly out of waterfalls, in addition to listening to the bands. And how much have I got in it? $13, maybe. And I'm about ready to get an ultra-wide dongle for $5. So, you know, to kind of expand my range. And on that note, I got a question to ask you. I saw a Panasonic Toughbook, one of the quasi-military grade laptops. I'll let it drop for a second. Was the SDR radio, not just reception, but transmission. And somehow or another they had a breakout cable or to an actual miniature amp with antennas and an antenna tuner. You know, anyway, the laptop was the center of the whole darn SDR radio. Have you ever seen one of those things? They're like $500, $600. Most of the money's in the Panasonic Toughbook.
Seen them. They've all been sand colored or green, and not made by conventional companies. But I don't think I've ever seen one made by a civilian. You know. Company, I guess, but yeah, those are pretty neat. You can do quite a bit with them.
Well, what I was thinking, what I was ciphering and conjuring, was it's software defined. People are using Arduinos or Adrenos or whatever the heck, Pis. Here you got a Windows laptop. All you need is a way to transmit and receive. You need the interface, and boom, you got the brains sitting in front of you with a keypad, and it's really kind of conventional. It's not this mysterious, you know, proprietary world, so to speak. This stuff's been hanging around for a long time. It's just putting it all together.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. Getting it all to work sometimes can be, you know, a little bit complicated. But, you know, if you want it bad enough, you'll figure it out. And there's always somebody out there that can help you. You just got to find the right source, you know. But, Chandler, I didn't mean to leave you out there, bud. Go ahead.
Wow. So, I had never seen one of those Panasonic computers, military grade before, but, man, it sounds like something I'd love to see. But hey, just my little laptop at home and the Icon 7100 was paired up with a different all-band HF antenna. Hey, that's exactly what I need right there. And, I'm just curious. Now, what is a SDR dongle? What does that do?
Yeah, go ahead, Robert.
What it was originally. It was a way to pick up digital television overseas. It was their, like their set-top box, except you could plug it into a laptop through a USB port. And they made a whole bunch of them. And for TV, they weren't really good. But somebody figured there's got to be something I can do with it. So it had an antenna connection, a little SMA connector, and they figured out some programs like RTL, SDR, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of them out there that you can download for free, and they found out that they could pick up all sorts of broadcasts, from commercial broadcasts to aviation beacons. And I thought the neat part was you could even pick up Air Force One that's approaching Greenville-Spartanburg. And, you know, it was out there. So it's called software-defined radio. And these were just surplus overseas digital TV converters. They call it DVB-T over there. It's not the stuff we've got. And they found a way to make it work. And they're... don't pay a lot of money for them. If you pay $20 for the whole shooting match, you're cute the little dinky antennas, you've been ripped off. But they're a lot of fun, and like I said, the software is all free. So somebody figured out how not only to receive, but how to transmit, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. Because I'm thinking, you know, the heck with Zygu, if I've got the box right here, I just need to find a way to output it to a linear and start talking.
Well, that's really, really cool. Where do I go to download this software? I would love to be able to listen to all the broadcasts and air bands and all that. Where do I go?
Go ahead, Robert.
All right. You can go on the web for Windows base. You can go to places like radio, well, it's RTL SDR, or RT. Just look for SDR software. That's for Windows, or Linux, or you can get it for Macintosh. If you want to really be cool, you can actually get it for Android, too, and then you can go to the Google Play Store. And I've got an old, ancient, well, it's ancient now, Samsung Note 8, which was when they really kind of kicked it up a notch on the smartphones. And this thing's got a cracked screen, you know, it flickers a little bit. But anyway, I downloaded a patch for it, and to be honest, it works better than the laptop. And then you just get the right plug adapter to adapt the SDL dongle, or the SDR, yeah, dongle, to the, like a charging port. I mean, how neat is that? And then you got your little stick antenna. I'd get a better antenna. And then you start tuning. And like I said, get one that'll do lower waves, though, because you'll be happy. You can finally listen to the good stuff on HF. The other ones are kind of like 6 meters and above. For a couple extra dollars, you get the real deal. But you can download the software anywhere. Just look up SDR radio and, you know, try two or three different versions. Some of them are garbage, and some of them are overcomplicated, and some of them just, boom, start it up, and it starts working. It's just something you can play with.
Roger that. I'll definitely look into it. Thank you very much. And, Chad, I know you're tired, and I know you probably need to get some rest, so I'll definitely let you get off the air for the night. Thank you for all you do, and maybe we can get together after you feel better, because I'd like to maybe work on practicing to be a net controller with you. So with that, I'll say 7-3. God bless you, Chad. God bless you, Adam. And good night to all on the net. This has been KO4WWZ with KO4NUE. Now, back to net control.
Hey, young man, you be safe, and it's a pleasure talking to you. And Robert, appreciate you jumping in there tonight, too, sir. All right, I'm gonna make one more call for any station Alpha through Zulu that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. And repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all on the net, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.
4NUE, this is KD4SRR. Before you go, I didn't mean to usurp and dominate your conversation there with my know-it-allness, but, you know, it's just a couple of things that, going way back, kind of kick-started some brain cells on some of this digital stuff that everybody's going, you know, going wild and crazy over. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. We had this in the music thing, you know, we had it in the earlier days of the System 370 IBM. There's a lot of little code stuff, and I'm going like, this stuff really isn't that big of a mystery if you've ever had to just do a day-to-day job in it, which I was lucky. I mean, I wasn't a programmer or anything, but I was just, you know, I was an operator. And I went like, yeah, this is kind of like, you know, line commands, you know, command line stuff, rather. So that's what I'm kind of thinking about. And now that you got the best of analog, you're starting to talk about tubes again, too. And you think, man, you can make a Frankenstein radio so easy with, like, 70s tech and 2020 tech, you know? It's possible, and you come up with really a monster machine. That's all I had to say. KD4SRR clear, and I hope you feel a whole lot better, Chad, you and your wife. You know, just hang in there, dude, and eat a lot. You'll need it for your strength. 73s.
Robert, I appreciate it, bud. You be safe out there mobbling around. And, you know, be careful down in Joanna. There's a thing down there to get you. Bad. So you be safe, sir. I'll talk at you later. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear.
What are you talking about? She's on the loose. Yes, down here in Joanna, the Wild Kingdom. KD4SRR clear.